Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfuckers, it's another dynamic duo of truth front to back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, Miss Karen Fisher, Boobalicious.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. So we have a very epic show for you guys tonight. Very. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Karen?
I am excited. I'm always excited. I'm easily
excited.
That's a lie. But I have a reason to be excited this time. We have Nina Hartley on. She's a porn legend. If you don't know her, you're an idiot. Yeah.
Wow. That was kind of harsh.
Okay, you're not an idiot, but you mean
what if all those new little boys that start watching porn just don't know who she is?
They still should know her though, because she's still active. You know what I'm saying? She's still very active.
I know she's active, but everyone has their favorite person. But anyway,
she is standing up for them.
She is later tonight, guys. She is at midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you guys have any questions for her or the dynamic duo, Feel free to call in 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to speak with us. If not, you'll just be end up in cyberspace. You'll just hear our sexy voices. So on that note, we will move to our porn topics of the evening. It is a very big, big, big day in the porn industry. Karen, did you know this?
I did know this because you told me earlier. And then I actually saw it online on xbiz.com. It's a very, very good day for porn. This would have affected our industry in a very negative, negative way. So we are very happy to find that the California officials have voted against condom rules for porn productions 3-2. So, and it wasn't just about condoms. It was also barrier protection for, like, your eyes,
dental,
skin, and all mucous membranes. So you would have to use dental dams. For oral sex, you would have to use goggles. You would have to use latex gloves. You would have to use condoms for oral sex. It would have just, I mean, that is not sexy at all. So it would have just ruined the business in California. So I'm very, very happy that this did not pass.
But I still think, Karen, you should wear dental dams.
Break out the dental dam. That would be hot.
Yeah, I think that would, like, look really sexy on you, especially when you're going down on another girl.
Do you know, a dental dam, like, used for oral sex is basically just, like, a piece of rubber placed over, like, the girl's vagina. Yeah.
So it's basically, like, a teeth guard or what?
It's not. It's just, it's the concept of, like, say if you were to take saran wrap and put it on your pussy, and then someone were to lick your pussy with the saran wrap on it. It's the same concept, except I think it's made out of different material. Doesn't that sound hot? Like, that just seems like.
That sounds safe.
That would just make such a hot, hot scene.
Saran wrap.
I guess once it... What?
I said, yeah, that's hot. Saran wrap.
Yeah, yeah. Or, actually, gloves for hand jobs could sometimes be kind of hot, but, you know, it just seems... The goggles, that's bad news. Goggles aren't very cute. And they're just not practical. The whole measure just wasn't practical at all for our business.
So we're happy to, and all the people that went out to this meeting today in California, Karen Fisher and everyone else and myself want to thank you personally for taking the time out of your busy day and attending this meeting. Karen.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you all the people who did attend.
Because unfortunately,
sure,
we could not be there because we are currently in Hong Kong.
Yes, we are in Hong Kong.
Yes.
So we cannot make it. So thank you for the people who did come.
Yes.
Definitely.
So that trip was very, very long.
It's a 14 and a half hour flight. So it's not an easy flight at all. And yesterday, all day was like jet lag. And then finally today, I feel good. How do you feel today?
I feel tired. I still feel tired. But I think you're taking energy pills. Try to beat me.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to beat you. No, I'm not taking energy pills. I just got a lot of, like, I got good sleep, so I feel good. And, you know, I noticed, okay, as somebody who traveled extensively on a regular basis, everywhere that I went, every country that I visited, there's Starbucks everywhere. This is the first country I haven't seen one Starbucks. And like, in lieu of Starbucks on every block, there's 7-Elevens and Circle K's. Like, everywhere you go, there's 7-Elevens and Circle K's. It's a little, I'm overwhelmed.
Circle K
by
must
the
be California and, Circle K is California and Florida. We don't have them in New York. So, but, yeah, the 7-Elevens.
Okay, well, they have
well, they're not on
call.
Every corner, but the Starbucks, yes. And I'm very unhappy that I cannot get my Starbucks coffee. So it's not the same.
They have Starbucks coffee, like, in the Circle K, in the refrigerated section, they do have the Starbucks bottled drink. So you can get your Starbucks coffee that way. You just can't go to an actual Starbucks and get coffee. There might actually, we'll have to see if there are actually, there must be a Starbucks in Hong Kong somewhere. I'm curious. I did see McDonald's today, so they do have McDonald's. I would think there would at least, I don't know, we'll have to get to the bottom of this. We'll have to find out if there is a Starbucks in Hong Kong.
To.
I'm thinking there might not be. Because they're, you know, the Chinese are more into drinking tea than coffee, so.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, did you, said you had a couple other stories you wanted to share with the lovely people?
Yeah. I did. I found very entertaining that the hookers for Clinton have been launched. So prostitutes at Dennis Hoff's Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City, Nevada, are banding together to announce their support of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. So if you would like to see their platform, you can visit hookersforhillary.com. So, yeah, so I guess, you know, many of the licensed prostitutes in Nevada, that's what they call them, LPINs, have banded together to support Clinton.
Oh, instead of, you know, like registered nurses, they're like registered prostitutes?
Yeah, licensed prostitutes in Nevada. So, because you have to have your license to work in the brothels, which is probably good.
I don't know about that, but, well, anyway, yeah, this country only needs either Hillary or Trump to be in office anyway, because all these states that are 420 friendly, if you guys have done your research, anyone else besides Trump and Hillary will shut it down. Hillary won't care because it's money in her pocket. And Trump won't care because it's money in his pocket. So if you guys vote for anyone else, you guys are seriously crazy. And don't be mad when your 420 dispensary is shut down.
Really?
Boobalicious.
So you were saying that they're all anti. What about medical marijuana? Have they come out against medical marijuana as well?
They're against the whole process.
Interesting. That's just because there have been so many stories that people have. Like, marijuana is definitely benefiting people's health, and so that's kind of messed up that they can shut that down. My friend's mother has cancer, and, you know, she just went through her chemo treatments, and she actually, in marijuana, helped her to be able to still eat and, you know, and not be sick all the time. So, I don't know. I've seen firsthand how it does help people, and I believe in it.
No, I'm not saying I'm against it, but I'm just saying be careful who you guys vote for, because you guys do your homework.
Yeah, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, unless it's Hillary or Trump, they're not 420 friendly. But on that note, speaking of cancer, the reality is totally off subject, but when you mentioned that Big Ange died today, and she was on medical marijuana. Yeah, you don't know who that is. Hello? Well, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to pay some motherfucking bills because I think I lost my co-host. I think she ran into the bathroom or something.
Oh, I hit the
You're listening
button.
To Truth
Sorry.
Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. Featuring Jim Lanner and Slim Dizzle. This is Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. Are you back from the bathroom?
Hello, I am. No, I was not going to the bathroom. I accidentally hit the mute button, so I'm very sorry. Very, very sorry.
Unbelievable. So as we wait
you remember,
for...
go ahead.
I said, as we wait for the legendary Nina Hartley to join us on the show. Go ahead, Karen.
I just wanted to, you know, remember when we were at when we were at the Avian Convention, our booth was right across from Ideal Image Modeling, and there was a new girl, I don't actually know her name, but she was a Middle Eastern girl, and she said she performs in her hijab, which is, you know, what the Muslims wear to cover their head. And it's becoming kind of like a thing now. And I was just looking on X-Biz, the girl who kind of started it, Nadia Ali, has been interviewed by Aurora Snow. And she is a first-generation American from Pakistan. And she's made a name for herself by pushing religious boundaries in the name of adult entertainment. So
she was Persian. She said she was like a Pakistani. Hold on, let me see if I can see. She said she was the first, but obviously she was not the first. But continue.
This is not the one, not the girl from, this is a different girl. This isn't the girl from Ideal Image.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm looking for, let me see. Continue, go ahead. So I guess that's a thing though, but isn't that, I would think, I'm curious, is that like dangerous for them if they want to visit their home country?
Well, she's actually been banned from Pakistan, and she shares, she said in the interview that if she gets death threats, and that if she were to set foot in Pakistan and people recognized her, there would be consequences. So so she'd just rather not go, and I kind of don't blame her. Yeah. But she is, that's very holy to them.
She is kind of,
I don't know, doing something they consider vulgar. But, still, I mean, death threats, I'm taking it a little too far.
That's crazy because everyone should have, like, a freedom of speech. But I guess we do kind of, like, live in a country that, freedom, we have the right to speak our minds.
I guess
other girls don't have that.
America has its issues, but we are a free country, and visiting some of the other countries, I realized how free we really are, and how much we take it for granted, because it's a beautiful thing to be able to say whatever you want, within reason. Well, actually, you can pretty much say whatever you want and live your life the way you want to, without too many restrictions. If you're interested in reading her article or her interview, it can be found on the dailybeast.com. It's called Banned in Pakistan, A Muslim Porn Star's Sexual Crusade. Kind of interesting. If you want to more in depth.
Yeah, but you said it was Ideal Image?
No, I was just talking about how across, when we were at ABN, across from us, there was a girl who said she performs in her hijab, which is, the headpiece. And
yeah, but
so,
she was with Ideal Image, right?
Yes, she is, but this story has nothing to do with Ideal Image.
Oh, I found her. I'm looking up to try to get her name. That's why I was asking you. Nadia?
It's Nadia Ali.
Ali, yep. That's her. That is her.
The same girl?
Huh?
Is it the same girl?
Yep, that's the same girl.
Looks like her. Anyways, I guess it's becoming kind of a trend now because I think at least the second one that I know of. It's kind of interesting. Is that a turn on for you guys to see a woman in a hijab performing sexual acts? That's what I'd like to know. Or is it just kind of like the whole taboo of it, like the shock factor?
I would probably think it's a shock factor. But we have to get her on the show because we would like to know. And I'm sure our guests would like to know.
Yeah. Yeah, she would be a very good guest, actually. I will say, when I was in Dubai, I talked to a Westerner living in Dubai, and he told me the best sex he has ever had was with a Muslim woman.
Really?
Yeah. He said that she was just gotten divorced, and he said she was just like a freak behind closed doors. Yeah. So I don't
but
know.
I thought they could not
maybe
get
these Muslim women.
I thought they couldn't get divorced. They're kind of like Catholics.
No, I think they can. I don't know. I know my friend's husband is Muslim, and he's from Africa. And in his country, if your husband does not come and see you for 3 months, you can divorce them. So I think there is,
wow,
like, ways around it. Yeah.
I wish
kind of
in America that could happen. If they didn't come visit you for 3 months, we could divorce them.
Yeah, we actually, you can't. I mean, in America, you can divorce your husband for anything. I mean, he farts too much. He stinks. Like, any reason you can divorce your husband.
Really? But, farting? Really? You had to mention that.
Well, I'm just saying, technically, you could.
So let's talk about our epic legendary guest that we have coming on in 4 minutes. Miss Nina Hartley. I've seen naughty, naughty pictures of you and her.
Oh, you have? You're a member of my
family,
aren't you? I know you are.
I had to, like,
yeah, she's,
ask
I actually,
them from my brain.
Yeah, she is, I have worked for her. We performed a scene for my site, sexykarenxxx.com, and her site. I actually don't know her URL off the top of my head.
Nina.com.
So we did a scene. Okay, Nina. You know all the girls' sites. I don't know. You're lying about not liking girls. You just
unbelievable.
Woman doing porn all day long. Anyway,
oh,
so we did do a scene, and she's definitely, I could see, you know, she's experienced. She thinks that experience does matter, and it really shows that she does have experience because she definitely knows, like, what she's doing. It was kind of an interesting experience. She does wear gloves, so she wears, that's her thing, I guess, is to wear gloves when performing with women, and it's almost, like, clinical, like you're going to a doctor, like back in the day, like I think it was like in the 50s.
Like a gynecologist?
Well, they would masturbate a woman back in the 50s or 60s. They would masturbate a woman with a vibrator, and they would say it was, quote, to treat her hysteria.
How do you know this?
So it was kind
How
of
do
like
you
that.
Even
like,
know this?
What?
How do you even know this?
Because I've been in an mental institute. Actually, that's not
oh,
true.
Oh, my God. That's another
I don't
episode.
Want no, it's a common fact. It's a common fact. I just read a lot. I know a lot of weird, useless facts.
I mean, I read, too, but obviously not stuff like that.
You're not reading the right things, obviously. Yeah, so,
I know about serial killers, and I know about stuff like that.
Okay. Well, you have your obsessions, and I have mine. So, I actually used to read a lot of true crime books, and then it started making me too paranoid, so I stopped. Because I was fascinated by serial killers. Like, what makes somebody do something like that? Anyways, off topic, Desiree.
Right.
I did work with Nina, and it was very, very, very fun. I enjoyed myself. She is definitely a giver. She doesn't really seem to care about receiving, which is rare. Yeah. She's very good at what she
does. Does that bother you, doing a girl-girl scene? Does that bother you if a girl wants to, I can't believe I'm asking these questions, want to give you oral than receiving it?
No, it doesn't really bother me. I don't actually think she did oral. It was more, she brought a Hitachi, which is my favorite, and then just her hand. Like, she was a nurse, so she must really know, yeah, how to work.
She was a nurse.
She was very good. I know
yes,
she was. She was a nurse.
Yes, I know. I've seen interviews on something Turks. It's on YouTube. But anyway, that was a very good interview. And she said that she has her RN and she wrote a book. Did you know that?
I did know that. She's written a book, and she's also, as well as a porn star, she is a sex educator. And she has her own series of instructional, I think they're instructional DVDs. So that's very interesting.
That is very interesting. And she was also known for the best ass in the business. So sorry, Karen, move over because you were never the big ass, the best ass, because Nina's been in the industry longer than we have.
Yes, no, I've never said I had the best ass. She does have a very nice butt. Her eyes are very blue. She's very pretty. Very pretty.
Yeah.
She's kind of petite, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, she is very tiny. So we are waiting on the lovely Nina Hartley. Gentlemen, so if you want to talk to Boobalicious or Boobzilla, feel free to call in 646-595-4038. Press 1 because Karen wants to hear your sexy voices.
Oh, I do. I think I'm actually going to legally change my name to Boobalicious.
You're going to change it to Boobalicious?
Yeah, I am.
And I want credit for that because I'm the one that called you that.
Okay, I'll give you full credit when I legally change my name to Boobalicious.
So we are going to take a quick short break and pay some more bills. That's what we have to do around here. And we'll be back. You're listening to Truth Front 2 back on Dollhouse Radio.
Yay.
Life I deserve, blessed. Fuck a vacay after bad at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's blessings on lessons on lessons. I treat this beat like it's a reverence. I tell the truth like God will forgive me. These are all my confessions, man, this wasn't luck, it was destiny.
I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti, and then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty, bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after 3, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just got it, thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
Look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gonna say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man.
It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the 6. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
Grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes, no life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Ooh, you're listening to Big Sean Blessings on Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. Guys, if you feel that you want to call in or ask Karen a question or me a question, feel free to call in 646-595-4038. Press 1 to speak to us. We're waiting on Nina Hartley to join us. So, Miss Boobalicious.
Yes. I did want to mention, if you are, Nina, listening in, you need to press 1 to join us. Just FYI. Sometimes people get thrown off. So hopefully we'll hear from her soon. Yeah,
maybe she's having technical difficulties. Maybe sometimes it does boot you off and doesn't let you on. So maybe she's having that situation.
That happened with Laura Jensen. So hopefully we'll hear from her soon.
Did you read the article on X-Biz about Brett Ross?
I did read that. I actually thought about bringing that up.
And your thoughts about that?
I mean, she's tapped as a new Thrillist columnist. I don't know. I don't know Brett Rossi. I think she just, you know, she said she loves writing, and she said it would give her a great opportunity to share her passion with her fans. And you will find
for
my
all
column
the fans that,
else, but in the sex and dating section.
Right, but for all the fans that do not know, Brett Rossi is an adult film star and Charlie Sheen's ex-fiance.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't really have.
Why is it weird?
Just anything having to do with Charlie Sheen is weird to me. He's a weird guy.
I mean, he's a weird guy now, but maybe, you know, she met him before he became weird. Maybe fame made him weird.
He's been weird for a really long time. So I don't think that she did know him before he was weird. But, I mean, you know, I don't know him personally. Maybe he's just has a great personality. I have no idea. She was his fiancé. And, yeah, they are not. You know, one thing, the whole Charlie Sheen HIV thing, you know, none of his exes seem to be, thank God, HIV positive. So, which is, you know, obviously a very good thing. But I'm wondering, were they all, you know, using protection? Because you would think, you know, usually if you are married to someone or engaged to someone, you wouldn't be using condoms. I am a little curious about that, even though it's really none of my business. I am a little.
We do have, not to cut you off, Karen, but we do have a caller, 310. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Ali.
Hello, hi.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
How are you?
How are
good morning, Ali.
Good, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Yep,
good?
We're great.
We are good.
Yes, I miss you so much. You know, I'm glad that each week that I'm trying to call and say hi to each one of you, especially my dear Karen, because I adore her so much. And Thursday, it was, today was a big day for the industry, actually. I was observing the situation, and I just woke up. I saw the results of about the whole thing. Of course, this will affect the industry, especially in California, because I many studios are shooting there, and it's very, very important thing that happened today, you know. But of course, I think also the awareness of that performance to take tests before shooting these kind of stuff is also important as well, you know, right? So,
well,
you know, that's
you so
my opinion about this whole thing. And, but
well, thank you. You just woke up.
Yeah,
yes.
What time is
and
it there?
Also,
what time is it in Dubai?
9 a.m.
Okay.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so you're about 4 hours, because it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon here. Sure,
you're
like
you are in Hong
us.
Kong, right?
Yeah,
Hong Kong.
Uh huh. When you would come again to Dubai?
Maybe in
May.
May, huh? And the one in Dubai, would you yeah. come to Dubai also?
What'd you say?
I said, when you come again to Bob Zeta, when you come to Dubai, you didn't come before, right?
In May.
Also? Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Together you both will be...
We travel together. She can't get rid of me. She tries, but she can't.
Uh-huh, that's
yeah.
awesome. I hope to, next time so I can see you both, because, you know, each week we are a friends now, you know. And Karen, how is the shooting thing? I sent some emails to some directs really to demand you to shoot English. I really like you, you know, and especially you and the other Jason did some scene together. It was very, very good. I really like it. Also, and the scene
awesome.
With Lena Hartley with Christian, it was good too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ali, for calling in again. It's always a pleasure for you calling in. You
yeah,
know, it's been almost a year now since you called into the show, and we greatly appreciate it, you know, calling all the way from Dubai. So thank you again for calling in from the Truth Front to Back.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate the effort. And
have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, back to Brett Rossi. She's writing a book, just
yeah,
so you know.
Yeah,
I am interested in
oh.
seeing that, what the book is going to be about. I really want to read that, so. Tune in.
Yeah,
guys.
It will probably be interesting. What?
No, I said tune in for
I've
that,
I've
always
guys. Said anyone... Yeah, I've always been said that anybody who's been in the adult business could write a book just because he has so many crazy experiences. So I'm definitely
you could write a book.
To read a book,
but I'm scared
reading,
for.
I'm just kind
of. You could write a book, but I'm kind of scared of what you're going to write.
Oh my gosh, shut up. So I'm reading. I'm just glancing through through Brett Rossi's articles, and they're pretty good. I do like the fact that she brings up that not every sexual position you see in a movie is meant
Hello? I think I lost my co-host. So anyway, guys, you're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, aka Desiree DeLuca, also known as Boobzilla. My co-host, I don't know where she went. We lost the call. This is why I insisted that she would be by my side here in Hong Kong, but she decided to venture off into the village. Damn her. Now I lost the call. But anyway, she'll be right back, guys. And while we wait for her, we're going to take a quick break. And I'm waiting for Boobalicious to return to me. We're going to pay some motherfucking bills. You're listening to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. Or maybe I'm having technical difficulties. Oh, I hate this blog talk. So, anyway, as we wait for Boobalicious to return to us, we are also waiting for Miss Nina Hartley. Guys, hold on 1 second. I will take a quick break. Hold on.
Hurt like a hangman.
Take off, let's go, whoa, don't steal my lane, go, let's get it, Young Beast, that's my name, world, 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 welcome to the show, whoa, it's time to go. Take off, let's go. Yeah, let's get it. Born in Jamaica, tell me who gon' stop me. Born in Jamaica, tell me who gon' stop me. Seen a lot of girls, man, they wanna top me. And you see the foreign, the top will drop me. Young P City drop, that's the move. The takeoff here, now let me go. I'm reppin' Long Island if you never know. Born in Jamaica, man, I live that life. Choppers on my lap every day and night. See me in the streets, nigga, what it do? Long Island, Southern State, 32. No pen, nigga, this is off the dome. Amityville, don't worry, I'm coming home. Take a chance when you get a chance. Yeah, you need to do that. Take a chance when you get a chance. Take off, I need to do that. Yeah. Young Beach, bitch, I'm back on it. Bitch, I'm back on it. hear the track, I put my stamp on it. Yeah, I do it. Freestyling, man, it's nothing new. I love Southern 32. Northside, baby, what it do? Young Peach, I'm making moves. When you see me, dog, you see me. Lot of kids wanna be me. Long Island, I'm the genie. Shout out my homie Beanie. Maestro, hold your head. I know them papers coming through. Trust me when I say that, dog. Everything gon' be alright, dog. I ain't stopping till the beat stop. I ain't stopping till my heart stop. I ain't stopping till the wheels stop. And I ain't stopping till my girl stop. Young Beach, man, I've been a beast. Long Island on the far east. They love the boy Young Peach. 631, man, I run the streets. Yeah. What it do, man? It's the takeoff. I don't need to write it. You just hear it. That's how we do. Philadelphia, I see you, man. Yeah. Young Peach. Southern State 32, what it do? This is not a dream, but it came through. I do it. This is what I'm living, my life, music. Take off, we here. And now we gone. Gone, gone, gone.
You're listening to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. We are about to wrap up a dynamic duo. Another evening of the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boopzilla, and lovely Miss Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. Unfortunately, we were not able to have Nina Hartley join us tonight under technical difficulties. But a recap of tonight, it's a big, big day for the porn industry. We do not have to wear condoms or dental dams
or goggles suits, or gloves.
Or goggles or
I
gloves.
I know, could you imagine? Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, so that is a very epic, epic, because we've been fighting that for at least, what, 4 years, 3 years?
I think it's been longer. It seems like forever.
Yeah. Longer than that. But anything that you wanted to mention, Miss?
No, I'm losing my voice. I think we covered it all. Hopefully we'll be able to reschedule with Miss Nina. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer, but it happened. So, but, you know, thank you, Ollie, who calls in, a very, very loyal fan that calls in every week.
Yes, thank you, Ollie.
From Dubai.
Thank you.
So, where are American fans? Where are you guys?
I know, where are you guys?
Because
what the heck?
He calls in every morning when he wakes up. And you guys can't call us. We feel some kind of way. So next week, we will keep you posted.
Next week,
there's
a good chance. I think we're going to have Carla Kush. I need to confirm that, but she's very cool. Hopefully, and hopefully we'll be able to reschedule Nina, too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right.
That is it. Another night of the Truth Front to Back with the Dynamic Duo. Tune in next week. For Boobzilla and Boobalicious. This signing off is Desiree DeLuca and Boobalicious. I keep wanting to call you Boobzilla, but
Sexy
you're not
Karen.
Boobzilla.
I know. I'm like, you're calling me your name.
I know. Because it's so similar.
Yeah. I know.
Do your shout out.
Confusing. So I did want to tell everybody to follow me on Twitter at Sexy Karen Fisher, Instagram Karen Fisher XX, and check out my website sexykarenxxx.com.
No one cares.
Now it's your turn. Nobody cares.
Now,
everybody cares.
So my Twitter is Boobzilla triple X, and my Instagram is DeLuca Desiree, and the show's Instagram is Truth Front to Back. As well as the Twitter is Truth Front to Back. We will see you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.